Love at first sight. A superficial infatuation without the depth of knowledge. Love at first sight is not a bad thing. It's actually a very exciting emotional experience. However, a relationship that endures the test of time needs depth. That depth comes from a knowledge of the one that is loved, and an associated acceptance and appreciation of that knowledge. Sometimes relationships that start out in love at first sight break apart because of aspects of knowing more about the partner. Sometimes, hopefully most of the time, the knowledge of one another produces a stronger love and a lasting relationship. When people are exposed to the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, they may receive it with joy. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, Romans 6:23. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand, John 10:28. This is love at first sight. It is wonderful, and it is the foundation for everything that should follow in our lives. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. John 8:31. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Luke 4:4. So we see that the word of God is critical for discipleship and life. In fact, unless we come into intimate knowledge of the written word, it is not possible to have an intimate relationship with the incarnate word. If you think about this statement from the perspective of human intimacy, the meaning becomes clear. A couple may have a torrid love affair, physical intimacy, and yet soon thereafter break up because of differences in their value or belief systems or priorities. The same thing can happen for a person who comes to Christ in the simplicity and power of the gospel. There's love, joy, peace, exhilaration, etc. I'm not making light of all the wonderful things that happen in that initial burst of intimacy with the Lord. I am simply pointing out that the sign of a successful relationship is continued intimacy. Continued intimacy in the physical can occur because of the physical needs that are met, even though there is a major problem in all other aspects of the relationship. The same may occur with a Christian who is in love with the sacrifice and gift of God through Christ Jesus, but has issues with the written word. Such a Christian will be weak, easily misled, and largely unproductive for the kingdom's sake. A broken or an on-and-off-again relationship in the flesh is not optimal and often eventually comes to an end. That is the potential for any person's relationship with Christ, the incarnate word. Rejecting intimacy with the written word is a sign that trouble is ahead. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Mark 4:16-17. Note that a person may receive Christ gladly, but because they have no root, no depth, their relationship does not last. Furthermore, such people eventually break their relationship because they're not willing to endure persecution for the word's sake. They're offended and ended. I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. John 15:5. Intimacy is the message of the above verse. The Holy Spirit is the life of God, but that life manifests according to the Word of God. Do not be deceived. Just as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one, so is the incarnate Word and the written Word. Determine what you will invest your time, that you will invest your time in the Word, becoming intimate with it. You will find that your intimacy with the Holy Spirit increases proportionally. Your roots will go deep, your strength and faith will rise, and you will do exploits for Christ Jesus.